put the nuclear rods in there. Russia's going to take them out when they're spent. This has nothing to do with a nuclear bomb, but they've convinced the American people there's a problem. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, let's see right now. It looks like we have Kent calling from West Virginia. So, Kent, how are you doing tonight?
Hi, Dr. Stan. You might have a very important listener south of the border. I know a week or so ago you commented that Fidel Castro had picked up on the theme and was discussing the pending attack or supposed pending attack on Iran. And I sometimes listen to Radio Havana, and just on today's news broadcast, they have a report about Fidel giving his critique of a book by Daniel Estulin on the Bilderberg Group. And so I'm thinking he must be listening to you or somebody else on GCN picking up all these similar sort of topics.
Well, you remember now, Daniel Estulin's very close to the Rockefeller family. He knows what this is all about. They put him in power. They've kept him in power. But what did Fidel have to say about the Bilderbergers?
Well, he said that it was formed by this group that met originally in a hotel named the Bilderberg, and that's where it got its name. And its headquarters is in somewhere in the Netherlands, and that they're a powerful group of secret group that meets and determines policy, and that most of them are in favor of the war in Iran, and that they use the media to control people, and that they use techniques learned by the Nazis in the Second World War to brainwash or manipulate the population and this sort of thing. And I wanted to give, if anybody wants to listen to it, it's on shortwave for the rest of the night, for the next 2 or 3 hours. It's on several different frequencies, 6,000, 5970 or 6150, and it'll be a few minutes after the top of the hour. So
now, is Fidel speaking in English or is he speaking in Spanish?
Well, it's a man named Ed Newman, who is, I think, an American who reads the news for Radio Havana. But Fidel has, I guess, written a paper and published something giving his critique of Daniel Estulin's book. So obviously he's read Daniel Estulin's book and making a commentary for the Cuban people and people that listen to Radio Havana.
Well, of course, we carry Daniel Estulin's book, and we've interviewed Daniel. In fact, he's in our 4-tape set on the Bilderbergers, and I think he's done a very good job on it. And I think it's very interesting that Fidel is bringing this out. I wonder if it's more or less to discredit those of us who are saying this, because then they'll say, why, they're saying just what Fidel Castro is saying, and everybody knows Fidel Castro's a nut. Fidel Castro is a very good friend of David Rockefeller's daughters. Hang on there for just a moment, and we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Kent on the line from West Virginia. It's open lines tonight, so the telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Kent was just saying that Fidel Castro has been talking about the coming war with Iran, just like we do. Fidel Castro recently has written something on the Bilderbergers, gives a critique of Daniel Estulin's book on the Bilderbergers, which we carry. In fact, Fidel Castro is saying everything that we're saying, and the question is, why? Well, I would suspect that since we know Fidel Castro was put in power by the American State Department, the CIA, they knew he was a communist. We have kept him in power ever since then, but we can't let the American people know that. And certainly, if you want to know how he came to power, we have an excellent talk. It's my talk on the World Revolution. There you'll see my interview with Ambassador Smith, where he'll tell you how we brought Fidel Castro to power. But even more than that, of course, now Fidel Castro is talking about the Bilderbergers, and we talk about the Bilderbergers, and that sort of equates us with Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro is a nut. These right-wing talk show hosts must be nuts as well. But I would simply point it out, if you really want to know anything about Fidel Castro, read David Rockefeller's memoirs. He'll tell you about when Fidel came up to visit him. He'll tell you about his daughters, who go down to visit Fidel Castro on a regular basis. At least one of them does, even today, or at least as of when the book was written in 2002. That's fascinating, Kent. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, I just was dying to tell you that. And again, if anybody wants to listen to it for the rest of the evening on shortwave, it'll be on frequency 6,000, 5970 or 6150 just after the top of the hour for the next two or three hours into the night.
Well, I think that Fidel Castro was telling the truth, probably in an effort to discredit the rest of us, because he has always been an extension of the people, the invisible government. He knows exactly what's going on, and he's done their bidding very well. Hey, thanks very much, Captain. Let's go to Ray, who's calling us. Ray's calling from, he's calling from Santa Cruz. And our telephone number, again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines. And hi, Ray. Haven't heard from you in some time.
Yeah, I've been in the hospital. I had major surgery. And as a matter of fact, I had two surgeries, both through the neck. I had to get a disc replaced, and also to the front. And it was very major, and I recovered well, and I went to Stanford, and very good doctors up there, and very good. I've done some soul searching, and, you know, I was in the hospital, and I was thinking about rampant technology and the effects that it's had on employment jobs. And, for instance, the screen jobs thing is a total sham. This idea that somehow we're going to make up for the loss of jobs that were lost because robotization and computerization of and what has caused the job losses has been computerization of everything. You can't get service for a product. You can't dial a number and get any help. If you buy a piece of equipment, you'll be talking to somebody, a robot voice over in India or something. It's gotten way out of hand. The technology has become our enemy, I believe. And I think the green jobs thing is just a big sham. And I think the politicians in D.C., as long as they have lifetime appointments in the Senate and in the House, and they get lifetime secure jobs, you know, well into the 70s and 80s, some of them, it makes me kind of sick.
All right, Ray, let me just make one point, and that is the fact that certainly computerization and mechanization and robotization, I think, is a great thing, because the Chinese are using it. They've got lots of jobs over there. They're using the technology. They're able to produce things cheaper. The reason that we have a loss of jobs is because of the program of outsourcing, offshoring, of manufacturing. That is what it's all about. They have intentionally done away with our textile industry. They've intentionally done away with our automotive industry. We give $60 billion to General Motors and Chrysler, and they open up plants. Chrysler opens up plants in Italy and Mexico, and General Motors opens up plants in China and in India. Why, if we give all that money, we have a czar, car czar, who runs General Motors. They cannot do anything without his permission. Why did we give them money to open up plants over there? Because the plan is to send our jobs overseas.
Yes.
We have sent 8 million jobs overseas. If we had a free enterprise system, the genius of free enterprise and the ability to make a profit from business would get people to create businesses here. But what do? We weigh them down with regulations. They've got some new regulation coming up. Anybody who buys or sells anything for $600 is going to have to send in a special government form. Of running up the price of electricity here intentionally to drive our corporations overseas. We gave, the Obama administration recently gave $22 million to a firm in India to train Indians how to speak English better and prepare them for the outsourcing of our jobs. That's why our jobs are leaving.
Yes, I understand that. I worked at Hewlett Packard during the days when they started doing that, when they started shipping out our jobs at Hewlett Packard over to Penang in Malaysia, and that was back in the early 80s and late 70s. I remember it all, and it's really kind of disgusting what they've done to the American worker. And, all I can say is the green jobs thing is a sham. It can't make up for the kind of jobs that have been lost, that have been outsourced. Of course, China is the main culprit by producing inferior goods to which we were forced to buy. Literally, we're forced to buy goods from China, which what we should really do is boycott them.
Well, we really need to have tariffs here, but of course they're not going to put the tariffs on because the people who control both political parties want to transfer the wealth and the jobs and the manufacturing of the United States overseas. That's the master plan. Anybody wants to hear it, they can hear our four-tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians. That's the New Order of the Barbarians. This plan was around back in 69 when Dr. Richard Day gave a talk to a group of doctors. It's a very important document. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know.
Yes.
Go ahead, Ray.
Well, the other thing, too, is that the most sickening thing about it is the fact that everything that you, when I call Boxer's or Feinstein's office or, you know, whoever, you know, Washington, D.C., who I sometimes call and leave a message to, about what I'm thinking about, what happened in the state of California. Now, George Shultz was responsible for a lot of the things that went on in California in terms of the economic disaster. He's one of the culprits, the Hoover Institute, the rest of the people, the criminals that we have running this government, they're behind the scenes. They're not necessarily elected officials, really, I don't think. And these elected officials do get the prime job of having lifetime employment with lifetime medical care, with lifetime perks and whatever they get, and we get nothing except loss of jobs.
Well, right now, of course, they're giving us Social Security and Medicare, but they're going to take that away because their Ponzi schemes are going broke. Anyway, Ray, I'm so glad that you did well with your surgery.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you're back and hope to hear from you more frequently.
I'm back again.
God bless. Thanks very much. Okay, let's go to Joe, who's calling from Michigan, and our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we should be certainly concerned about the loss of jobs because it's planned. They're going to offshore our manufacturing. They're going to outsource our jobs. They're going to bring people in with their H-1B visas to take jobs here where they'll work for less. They're bringing in the illegal immigrants intentionally. The reason they don't enforce the immigration laws is they want the people to come in to work for less, to lower our living standards. And already the salaries, the living standards of Americans are going down. But ladies and gentlemen, you haven't seen anything yet. They intend to impoverish our people. And but why would we be surprised? We've stood by while they destroyed Rhodesia. They call it Zimbabwe, and we installed a communist dictator there. We installed Fidel Castro in Cuba. We actually did everything we could to bring Chavez to power down there in Venezuela. We were the ones back in 1949 who brought the communists to power in China. People don't remember these things. If you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to get the documents, and there's the books written many years ago, will tell you how the American State Department brought the communists to power. Well, right now, let's get to Joe. I'm sorry, Joe. I don't want to get off on a tangent. Thanks very much for calling. Joe's in Michigan, and do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I do have a question. Okay. I've read the Earth Charter, and I'm doing a project, and in this project, I make the statement that the Earth Charter is the United Nations Bible / Constitution. Well, after reading the Earth Charter, it seems to me the best statement that I can back up my prior statement that it is their Bible / Constitution is by reading a quote from the Earth Charter, which says, in order to build a sustainable global community, the nations of the world must renew their commitment to the United Nations, fulfill their obligations under existing international agreements, and support the implementation of Earth Charter principles with an international legally binding instrument on environment and development. So now, this is my question. Would you say that that's the best evidence in the Earth Charter?
Remember that the Earth Charter was written by people who are part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. There were three of them. Mikhail Gorbachev, of course, who was placed in power, I believe, by the Brotherhood. By Maurice Strong, a multi-billionaire, very close to the Rockefellers. And then, of course, by Stephen Rockefeller. These people are above the United Nations. These are because Maurice Strong was the Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations for many, many years. He was the one when he ran the United Nations. But this certainly is something pointing towards the United Nations. I think that's an excellent statement. Incidentally, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast, 464-8295. Give us a call. We'll be back in just a moment with Joe as we analyze the Earth Charter. Well, Joe, but I think that your statement, that your quotation from the Earth Charter is excellent because it shows the relationship between the Earth Charter, in other words, the plan that these people have and they want.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Of the world and certainly the impoverishment of the American people because it calls in point 10A for equitable distribution of wealth between nations. Now, how would you get equitable distribution of wealth between the United States and China? Why, you would, of course, raise our living standards to that of the Chinese peasant. That's how you would do it. or maybe lower our living standards. But telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Joe, would you like to read that one paragraph from the Earth Charter that talks about the importance of the United Nations?
Yeah. Okay, it says, quote, "In order to build a sustainable global community, the nations of the world must renew their commitment to the United Nations, fulfill their obligations under existing international agreements, and support the implementation of Earth Charter principles with an international legally binding instrument on environment and development," end quote.
And you notice the terms of the sustainable. You notice the terms environment. I mean, these are catch terms, but they certainly are using the environmental movement, the so-called green movement, to expand government control over every aspect of our lives in the name of course, having a sustainable future.
Yep.
That's what it's all about, and I think you're doing a good job, Joe. I hope you could use this to wake some people up, and the fact most people have never heard of the Earth Charter simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think.
Okay, Dr. Stan, thank you so much, and God bless you.
And you too. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that's certainly Joe calling from Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But we started out talking this evening about the question of the war with Iran and the fact that John Bolton had talked about Iran going nuclear on the 21st of August. Well, now that's just 3 days away from now. And a lot of people are really upset. Iran is going nuclear. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a nuclear power plant has nothing to do with nuclear weapons. And even though some of the uranium may suddenly develop into more potent forms in a reactor, Russia is going to take all the spent nuclear fuel back to Russia. So there is no way that certainly this nuclear power plant is going to endanger the world. I mean, France has nuclear power plants, China has nuclear power plants, India has nuclear power plants, Russia has nuclear power plants, Israel has nuclear power plants. What's wrong with nuclear power? Well, of course, America can't have any new nuclear power plants because they want, of course, to raise the price of electricity here and lower our living standards, and they don't want the cheapest and most efficient means of certainly of generating electricity. But this whole thing about Iran going nuclear is simply using words to confuse, and unfortunately, most people do not understand that certainly there would be, first of all, the nuclear power plant has nothing to do with nuclear bombs. Number two, that Israel would have no reason to bomb the nuclear power plant. Number three, if they did bomb the nuclear power plant, it would be very difficult to break into the container where, of course, the fuel rods actually are, unless they maybe used a nuclear bomb. And, of course, if they did, they themselves would spread the nuclear particles around. This is all hype. I think it's the little boy calling wolf. But you know, the boy called wolf over and over and over again. And pretty soon when the wolf came, nobody was there. When I believe the war is coming, I talked to Jim Tucker just a couple of days ago. And Jim Tucker, who follows the Bilderbergers, assured me that the people in the Bilderberg organization are totally dedicated to a war on Iran. Now, the vast majority of them, apparently there were a few in Europe who did not want the war with Iran. And, of course, it is nonsensical to have